Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend, Dr. Bert Folsom, joining us again on the show. Bert is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He has been with us now. We'll be celebrating his 19th anniversary in a couple of months or so, and he is the professor of history at Hillsdale College in Michigan. He's the original historian of the Brain Trust and the author of a number of books, including some very important ones, Empire Builders, Myth of the Robber Barons, New Deal or Raw Deal, FDR Goes to War, and then his report on a death row inmate that he's gotten to know, Death on Hold. Such a prolific person, such an accomplished person, and our good friend Bert Folsom. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you today.
Good to have you back, as always. So, Bert, I've asked you to join us as the historian today to sort of come up with any way to compare the first 100 days of President Trump, the issues he's been up against, with the first 100 days of some of the past presidents. I'm a lover of history. I studied a lot of history in my life. I care a lot about it. And I seem to remember that President Roosevelt didn't have a swimmingly good time with Republicans during his time. I mean, sort of the party reversal was on, and the same kind of things maybe that Mr. Trump's dealing with, but the parties are reversed. What do you think?
I'm not sure on that point, Jim, we have a really good comparison, because the Republicans were dwindled so much in numbers by 1932. They lost overwhelmingly, and then, of course, lost even more seats in 1934.
But isn't that similar to what we've got now?
Well, it might be. It might be. That would be an interesting development, because
The Democrats have lost 1,000 legislative seats across the country in the last 8 years.
But they're still competitive.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
In 1928, often people are saying the Democrats have lost so much they're back to where they were in 1928, which is true. But in 1930, that off-year election of Hoover, the Democrats picked up, had a huge gain, and were roughly even with the Republicans after 1930. They gained so much. Then in 1932, they had a strong majority, so that of course, the filibuster issue played out differently back then. It wasn't strong, but the point is they had enough to push through their programs. Then once you got to 1934 and 36, the Republicans only had 88 seats in the House.
Wow.
It was the lowest number they've ever had in their history. So that the point being, although the Republicans resisted Roosevelt, they did not have enough to stop anything that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they didn't have the media.
But it is important to say that the parties were still at daggers drawn in those days, like they are now, right? I mean, that part of that,
that is perplexing, because the Republicans had within their party back then a liberal base. George Norris, for example,
right.
Senator from Nebraska, and other James Cousins from Michigan, were very liberal, and they went along. Norris suggested the New Deal. Republicans were actually suggesting and helping to endorse a lot of the FDR program. And so Cousins wanted a high income, a high
state. Well, let me ask you this question. Did Roosevelt have to deal with a fractured Democrat Party in those days?
Well, now that point is a little bit true. The Southern Democrats were more conservative. The Democrats had two factions, a Southern and a Northern wing.
But right.
Roosevelt was so strong in the South that he was carrying Georgia and Tennessee by 90% of the vote. 90%.
Wow. And that was even before TVA, wasn't it?
Right. It is. So the thing is, a lot of the Democrats in the South are beholden to Roosevelt because, remember, he controls the subsidies. The Democrats had a huge switch in their party's history. Now they realize
and the South needed a lot of help with farm-to-market roads and electrification, things like that.
Oh, those programs were very much. He thought, I've got the goodies, so if we raise the tax rates and then redistribute a lot of this wealth all around in places where we need votes, we can get a permanent majority, and he did for a generation.
I'm telling you, you walk into any home, when I was a kid, you walk in any southern house, and on the wall would be a picture of Jesus Christ and FDR.
Right.
Side by side.
Side by side with maybe Roosevelt first.
Maybe so. Hold on. Yeah, but you would never say that. Hold on to that thought, Bert. We're going to come back and talk some more about this, comparing, contrasting what Mr. Trump's up against compared to history. Is it tougher for him? And some things, maybe so. Ponytail, stay with us. But no one
can tell. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.